Let us continue our product journey and understand the different OEM products which help to create the ECM component. So there are many excellent softwares for the ECM. So again, if we have to categorize it in tier 1, tier 2, tier 3 like we've been doing so far. So the tier 1 has 7 different products which are mentioned. So one is the IBM FileNet, ECM Documentum. So the Documentum is a real powerful tool, and I've worked on that, so I can vouch for it. Microsoft SharePoint is something that I've used it again in my life. So we've used SharePoint for our internal portal, and probably many different organizations use SharePoint, right? And we'll have a look at the different components of all the three. Then there is Perspective software, there is Highland software on base, there is OpenText. So these are a few of the tier one players that are that provide ECM in the market. So let us take an example of FileNet IBM. So it's a product by IBM. So a key aspect of the ECM by IBM is that it provides a way to discover the content, recognize its value, and then act upon it for business, for better insights and outcomes. So three key aspects. One is discovering the content. Now this is key to any ECM software, right? How do you actually, you know, capture that data? So discovering that particular content, and basis the intrinsic value that it carries, then you categorize it and put it in the different buckets. So it's again part of that document management system, right? So the document imaging and capture is a important part, and the case management. So here it's the advanced case of the workflow management. Few of the enterprise content management includes the components that are included are the content navigator. So how the content, which content, where it is stored. So the navigator as a tool helps to do that. There is a federation service. So say for example, if a particular content has to be a part of a different subsystem, so say coming from a different vendor, then how that vendor system has to be federated or connected to the system is a part of the federation service. Then there is image service, which has got to do with the image transformation. Then there is a rendition engine. Then there are different services for Quickr. Then there is SharePoint as a web part. Then there is a Workplace. So again, it's built on similar lines with SharePoint. So SharePoint, Microsoft is a little more advanced. But then these products will have more or less the similar kind of functionalities. The other FileNet products include the Business Process Manager, which is a key for any ECM tool. The FileNet Capture, which helps to capture that data. The Collaboration Edition. Then there is FileNet eForms, which help in the entire e-approval process chain. Then there is Image Manager Active Edition. So the Image Manager again has got to do with the digital image processing. So some of the key features of IBM FileNet Content Manager include a centralized or a single repository for the content. So we all spoke that and we all agreed that how important it is to have a centralized content. Second is the document management services to streamline the content management. So the entire workflow and the process flow to do with it. The delivery of the content in motion. The integration with the SharePoint and MS Office. So even they felt that the SharePoint as a tool is really powerful, and you know, many customers have those. So rather than competing against those, then how do you integrate, say, the enterprise portal or the backend portal as a Microsoft SharePoint, and how do you integrate the document management system from IBM? So how do they integrate with the Office and the SharePoint, and the social collaboration and the mobile networking support. So these are some of the few points in the IBM FileNet. So let us now understand how Documentum as a ECM product shapes up with the market. So the documentum is extremely strong in the different verticals. So say verticals like life sciences, energy, engineering, financial services. So I've seen documentum as a tool which is used very heavily in the financial industry. So be it the banks, the insurance companies, right? So documentum as a tool has been leveraged very heavily in the financial industries. So below are a few of the details for the documentum. So content management, so there is application extender, there is digital asset management, there is a connector to Microsoft SharePoint. Now see, the Microsoft SharePoint, as I said, is really popular. So any kind of ECM system that is there in the market, right, unless and until they have an integration with SharePoint, they will not really win, because the kind of popularity and the kind of trend that SharePoint brings, it's absolutely unmatched. So even they have an integration with the SharePoint. Then there is the documentum platform. Then there is the documentum for mobile, right? So if there are a lot of mobile based apps, say something like a courier company using to digitally sign the invoices, so how the mobile apps have to be integrated with the document management system which is at the back end. Then there is info archiving, right? So again, the archiving tools. So in terms of the functionalities and the processes, let us understand which are the different products that documentum offers. So one is the process management. Then in terms of the capture, there is captive embedded capture technology. So it's a embedded technology. And one is intelligent enterprise capture. Then there is customer collaboration. Then there is overall collaboration suite. Then there is governance framework which is attached to it. Let us now understand SharePoint. So I've been speaking about SharePoint a lot, and how SharePoint integrates with the previous two that we've discussed, that is the FileNet and the Documentum. So Microsoft established a leadership in the ECM market with SharePoint, as I said, in 2007. That grew in 2010 and with the 2013 release as well. So in the past years, Microsoft SharePoint has considerably increased its market penetration with SharePoint as its cloud-based offering. So earlier, SharePoint was offered as an individual server where it had to be deployed on-premise, and there was a SharePoint developer, and there were different system admins in place to actually develop that internal portal. Now the SharePoint, it's also offered as a cloud based offering. So the key strengths of Microsoft are a very strong position, because Microsoft any which ways is present in most of the organization because of the MS Word, Excel, PowerPoint, so MS Office as such. Microsoft is present there, so it basically leverages on its market presence to share to sell its share of the SharePoint, right? So Microsoft has a strong position around SharePoint. Many third party software vendors also offer extension to SharePoint, so which is a great plus to all the SMB products. So while Microsoft is a great product for all the users, some of the typical challenges its users that are facing are getting a better usability and interfaces, more flexible user experience, and successful change management. So it lacks the native functionality in terms of things such as administration backups, recovery, replication, mobile support. Right, so all said and done, so SharePoint, as I said, it's very popular in the market. It's used everywhere as an internal portal, although it is used in some of the industry segments as a full-fledged ECM system, but then many organizations use it SharePoint as an internal portal. And the other players in this space also have some kind of a connection to SharePoint, because it's really powerful in the system. So let us understand some of the other products in the tier 1 space. So we spoke about Perspective software. So it's a standalone software business unit, and it continues to show a double-digit market growth. Then there is OnBase, which is by Highland Software. Again, a very good product. It's majorly focused on vertical and horizontal solutions. Then there is OpenText, which is again enterprise information content management. So company extending beyond the ECM traditional needs as such. So let us also understand which are the tier 2 ECM products in the market. So remember we said that there are tier 1 players which were 7 of its kind, and now let us understand a few of the tier 2 players as well. So Oracle, now Oracle, because it's very popular in the ERP and the other framework, so Oracle also has a web center content as the backbone for its ECM strategy. Then there is LaserFish. It provides a cost effective and easy to deploy ECM product suitable for the mid market space, and it has a very strong focus on document management, record management, workflows and image processing. So from a SMB perspective, I think these things, if taken care of, then the product is good enough. So one is document management, reserve management, one is the image processing to convert the analog to digital, and the workflow. So if these things are taken care of, then I guess the SMB needs are more or less fulfilled. The third is HP. So HP also has a ECM product through acquisition of Tower Software. SunGard, again a company which is a major company in the financial industry space. So it's a major ISV, a provider of software and technology services for majorly for the financial services. So there are other ECM providers like Objective Systemware, Unisys, Xerox. Then there are other products, niche ECM products. There is Alfresco. Then there is Indian NewGen Software Technology. So these are the ISVs that have come up with their own versions of ECMs. So these are more suited for the mid-market and the tier 2 space. Let us now understand what are the current trends in the ECM journey and how it has helped the ECM, the new age ECMs to evolve. So the top 10 customer experience trends that are there in the market, one is a shortened customer journey. So we spoke about the ICICI tap banking, how it helps to actually shorten the journey to open a savings account. So this is very popular, and the trend is that the entire journey for a customer has to be really short, you know, so that the time to onboard a customer should be quicker so that the business benefits can be reaped from it. Second is the machines are becoming the partners rather than, you know, a back-end tool or an enabler. So, you know, machine learning has a very critical role to play in this. Making experiences speak personalization. So, say, giving you an example of, say, IndusInd Bank, which said that you could have your desired number on your debit card or your desired number on your savings account. So, it is possible through this personalization. Maintaining frictionless and consistent omni-channel communication. So, we spoke about those. Because managing the web content is an important part of ECM, and so today catering to the web and the social is an important part of the ECM product as such. Next is the high powered and intelligent virtual assistants. So now there are a lot of chatbots in place, lot of virtual assistants in place. So say for example, say whenever you taking an example of Lenskart, right? So you have a lot of virtual assistants rather than actually, you know, getting a help from a physical person, because with the proliferation of web 2.0, a lot of social and the web have come into picture. So the intelligent assistants also, the use have increased. Creating newer challenges and opportunities with IoT. So we all understand the power that IoT has in terms of getting the automation and things getting centralized, right? So, you know, a lot of intelligent applications with the help of ECM are now leveraging the technologies provided by IoT. Going mobile first, yes, now Mobile again is a very important and a very newer trend that is catching up. So things have to be mobile. Speech enabled voice recognition. So a typical example. So say when you call up a customer care of Yes Bank, then they use speech enabled voice recognition. So they say that okay, either you know dial your speak your or tell us your account number, and this is the voice recognition system. They actually you know proceed. So you don't have to key in the actual account number as such. Location-based mobile communication. So this could be used for say applications which include geofencing. A very simple example to it. So there are certain workforce applications. So earlier employees were majorly office driven, so they had to come to a particular office premise, and you know you have the either the RFID tags where you have to scan for your attendance systems. But then if the sales force or the workforce is actually mobile and they have to go into different partner accounts or partner market or on field, then such kind of workflow applications are really, really helpful. So again, just to take that example of the attendance management system, right? So say if a person has to, if a salesperson has to visit, say some FMCG distributors, right? So he would not actually visit the office, but then he would go there and you know sign in through a web analytics or a attendance management system which is present on his mobile phone. Now this is actually geotagged, and it's basically uses, so by geotagging what I mean is there is a predefined location boundary. So say when an employee reaches that particular boundary, then only his attendance could be marked. So it's like a workforce automation thing. Then there is emotion detection. Now this is a very peculiar business case, and I can share insights into it. So a very popular the transportation chain, they had approached us, and they wanted emotional detection of the drivers who were actually driving, so that you know they could detect that were the drivers tired, were they happy, were they sad, you know. So it actually helps the overall safety of the passenger. So based on the video analytics, the video feeds, so there are a lot of capture points from the face, and through that a lot of analytic data could be sent in the real time to see probably the person is say tired, or he is not responsive, or he's angry, or he's happy. So a lot of data points from the face can be captured for the emotional detections. So these are the few of the trends that we see in the overall market space, and it's important for the systems to be changing according to the needs. So say for example something like a mobile first strategy. So how the mobile gets integrated with the ECM story. So these are the things that are needed for the systems to evolve for the betterment of the users and the betterment of the business as well, right? So I hope I've made some business sense to you. I hope we've covered and touched upon the important aspects of ECM. We've spoken about the document management systems. We've spoken about the web management systems, we've spoken about the internal portals, and we've also spoken about the digital asset management. We saw a few of the products such as the Documentum, FileNet. We saw how SharePoint has a good market share in the industry. And lastly, we also saw what are the emerging trends, the technology trends that are there in the market, and how the product is evolving as such. So I hope this session was informative to you, and I'd like to thank you for viewing.